just roll with it. We're on air. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. That is how people find out about this podcast, Timmy D in the Industry. It's good to talk to all of you. It's good to get some things off my chest. And I would like to encourage all of you to get a little bit of motivation out of today's talk, because I have a top five list. And it's not really a top five. I have a list of five things that we will talk about in a second. What a weekend. I hope you all had a fun, safe weekend. And as things start to open up around here in California, I have found myself out and about going and seeing some live performances. I went to the Roxy Bar the other night in Encinitas, and an old acquaintance of mine, Shane Hall, was performing. That guy, if you get a chance, go see him. Especially if you live in San Diego, there's no excuse, because everything is... And you can get everywhere in San Diego in at least 30 to 45 minutes. And that's worth a drive. Some people have to drive 45 minutes just to go to the grocery store. And I don't mean out in the... I don't mean in open territory, in farmland. I'm talking about in L.A. when it's traffic hour and you want to go to the Ralph's down the street from you. It takes 20 minutes to drive a mile. So nuts. When traffic is that bad in some parts of L.A., it really is that bad. You want to drive 2 miles? You'd be better off walking there. Anyways. Man, I love San Diego. I'm so glad to be back here. Coming up on being back in town for 8 months. Wow. Feels good. We got St. Patrick's Day celebrations coming up. I'm going to be playing an acoustic set. I am waiting for the confirmation, so I don't want to say the place that it's at, because I actually have two possible acoustic sets that I'm going to be doing, and I'm waiting for one of the bars to actually get back with confirmation, final confirmation, because when you decide on a dollar amount, a lot of the times, then you have to, when you send them the, hey, this is what I charge, and then they go, well, we can't do that much. Do you agree to play for this much? And you're like, bring it up $50 and we're good. And then you have to wait for them to finalize or confirm. So I'm waiting for some finalities, some final confirmations. But having said that, it brings up this list that I wrote after playing a show yesterday. I played a set with Jillian Mixon. Mixon is her new last name. Congratulations, young lady. Jillian is awesome. She's featured on the Diamond Hearts record on the song The Foyer, if you want to know what she sounds like performing with me. But also, she has her own career, a great music career for herself. But she is leaving to, or she is leaving, she is moving to Seattle or Olympia, Washington. Moving up there to Olympia, Washington. So this is the last live performance that she was having in the Southern California area, as far as I understand. And she invited me up to come perform a set in between her two sets at The Cove in Murrieta, which is just a little bit north of Temecula. Had a great time. Had a great time performing, and got to kind of stretch the old performance muscle again, because it's just a different experience when you perform live. And I'm talking about from the smallest bar to the biggest amphitheater. It's just different. It is nothing like an online concert. No matter which way you want to slice the pie, when an audience is in front of you, an actual audience, not a camera crew that's filming your online performance, an audience that is there to be entertained and enjoy. Man, what a wonderful feeling. It reminds you of why we do this, why we really truly do this, or at least why I truly do it. It's there's nothing like it. Having said that, though, there were a few hiccups and there were things that you kind of forget. So I think we're going to do a quick list of five things, and then we're going to call the episode. I don't want this episode to be too long, but my five things to remember, and it's more than five things, but I'm grouping these. So when you're going to play an acoustic show, there are things that you need to do beforehand, afterhand, such as promotions and Instagram stories and all this stuff, Facebook stories, however you put out your online presence. There are plenty of things I could get into to elaborate on with why aren't you doing this or why are you doing this? And then we could just get to basics. And this is basics. We're getting back to basics because now we're reiterating things that you might have forgotten. Think about maybe baseball players when they're starting up back, getting back in from the off season, and they go to spring training and they're doing fundamentals and they're doing, you know, they're taking ground balls and they're doing batting practice, but they're also getting back to even more fundamentals, taking grounders with just their bare hands and kind of things. If you're a baseball fan, you know what I'm talking about. But they get back to basics is what I'm trying to say. And so back to basics, you're playing an acoustic show. There are things you need to remember. Now, there's simple stuff. Obviously, bring the instrument that you're supposed to be performing on. If you're performing with an acoustic guitar, bring your damn acoustic guitar and the thing you use to play the acoustic guitar. If you are somebody who plays acoustic guitar finger picking style, then you don't have to worry about bringing a plectrum, as the proper name for it, your pick or a plectrum. Bring a pick. In my old band, I cannot tell you how ill-prepared my guitarist was. I played bass in my old band, I mean, way back in the day, my pop punk band that I was in. I played bass without fail. I always had picks. I always had an extra pack of bass strings on me. And it was really sad because I almost just kind of encouraged this misbehavior of ill-preparedness by always having an extra pack of guitar strings for him and always having picks on me. And then I always had a pack of picks that he liked, his kind of picks, because I knew he'd forget his shit. He always did. To the point where he always forgot extra 9-volt batteries, always forgot. I remember one show he showed up and had his guitar and his E string, his very tiny, the tiny string on the 6-string guitar, that 6th string was snapped when he opened up the case. And he's like, oh, I forgot, I broke it the other night. And I was like, and you didn't bother to replace it? Oh, well, I didn't have the money. Well, kids, you got to have a job, or you got to at least pinch pennies if that's the situation you're in. Or you got to be able to finagle some dough from your prospective caretaker. If you're a younger kiddo, if you don't have a job, you can't get a job. But if you're somebody who's out and about, then son, what are you doing? What are you doing? We're adults here. I mean, I might have been 18 years old, but I was still an adult with a job. Money has to go towards your quote-unquote hobby until it becomes real. So we're playing shows, and we're getting paid for these shows, but what's going on here? You didn't bring any picks. You only brought one cable in your case, your guitar, and then because I had the... Don't even get me started. There's just all these things that I think about now, like, how irresponsible can you be? And it's all good. There's always one of those guys in a band. Every band I've come across, there's that one guy that just doesn't quite have his shit together. Generally, that guy gets weeded out of the band long before they are signed to a record label and they are touring and they are playing shows constantly around, the region. So that person generally gets weeded out when they get to that next professional level. But sometimes they don't. Sometimes the person never learns. But for me, yeah, my guitarist, he... my God, I think about it now. Ill-prepared. Don't encourage those people. Find you know, they may be your friends, and you may, unless you write really good songs with them, if they are part of your brand, if they help your brand in that sense, like, man, they are always ill-prepared. They're absent-minded. They forget their picks, their cables, breaking strings. But if they write kick-ass songs, then that's their strength. And your strength is having to help be that extra foot that helps them stand a little bit higher, because they obviously have trouble and you work with them. And it's much like in any company. Sometimes there are people that bring something to the table that you just can't replace. It's so unique. Like, they are replaceable, or you can replace them, but they will never be replaced, in the sense of what they brought to the table was so unique that it will change the dynamic of your company structure or your band structure just by them leaving. That could be a good thing, though. But too many people get afraid of it at times, and they live in fear, and they will never get rid of that person. Well, what if we can't find somebody to replace him? Yeah, well, what if? Then you work twice as hard, and you get it done. So, get it done. Having said all that, let's talk about these things you should be bringing to an acoustic show, because I have a little travel kit. I'm going to take some pictures of it and post it on the Timmy D in the Industry page so you can see what I'm talking about. I have a little roll cart. It's a toolbox that I got from Home Depot that has rolly wheels on it. Let me rephrase this. It's a toolbox that was given to me as a present from Home Depot that has rolly wheels on it. My tour manager actually gave it to me as a Christmas present, Christmas/birthday present, because my birthday is the day after Christmas. And it was just, bar none, one of the most useful gifts. Before that, I did have a toolbox I brought stuff around in, but you would carry it. It looked like I was showing up to do handyman work. But it had a handyman that puts band stickers all over his toolbox, so maybe the same. Anyways, toolbox that rolls, you open it up, it's a kit. It's got a lot of stuff in it. It always has picks, 9-volt batteries, AA batteries, Sharpie markers. There's a lot of, that top tray has a lot of stuff that is just random stuff you don't think you would need at a show. But when somebody asks you to sign their CD, do you have a Sharpie marker? Well, I just happen to have one. Or my foot pedal, I forgot my tuning pedal's charger, but it also takes a 9-volt battery that will power it. So, you know, have extra 9 volts. But my top five list is for this acoustic show, because I played the acoustic show yesterday at the Cove. It reminded me of a lot of things. Like, okay, simple stuff that you should have when you're going to play a show. One, obviously your instrument, but let's move forward. A tuner. You need a tuner, whether it's a tuning pedal or a clip-on tuner. Make sure you have it, and make sure you have fresh batteries. Make sure it's ready to go. So many people get lackadaisical and they're like, oh, well, I'll just plug it in here. What if the stage doesn't have a place to plug it in? Have fresh batteries in those tuners. It's pretty simple, straightforward. Next, cables. You have to have cables. I don't care if your acoustic guitar, if you play on an acoustic guitar and expect to put a microphone in front of it so people can hear the acoustic guitar. Have your cables, and here's the cables you need. You need at least a backup for every cable you play with your instrument on stage. That's a lot of cables if you have a ton of foot pedals and whatnot, but I tell everybody, when you are getting paid to perform a show, you should have backup everything. Other than the major pieces, such as if you're a bass player and you have a bass cab and a bass head, you don't roll with two bass cabs and two bass heads. That equipment is sturdy enough to where it should be working. If it breaks, something's going on. But yeah, no. That's other than that. If you have your tuning pedal, okay. It's tough for me to gripe about this because I roll with two tuning pedals and a little tuning clip-on thing It's called a tiki tuner. You look it up online. It's really dependable, really reliable. I love them. Tiki tuners. Clips on the head of your guitar. Works great. But yeah, I do roll with two tuners. I have my main tuner, which is my... It's a Boss pedal. It's a chromatic, a Boss chromatic tuner. It's a, is it a TU3? I'm looking at it right now. TU3. So have that and have your power adapter for it. Have everything that you need. You don't need a replacement power adapter because the power adapter should be working. If that power adapter stops working, you dropped it in water or you took scissors and cut the wire to it. But let's get back to the point. The cables. You should have... Most of the time, if you're doing an acoustic show, you're playing on an acoustic electric guitar. So have a cable from the guitar that runs into your tuning pedal, and then a cable from the tuning pedal that would run into the soundboard or run into the direct box. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. The internet is vast and filled with information. Just make sure you're finding the right information, because ain't nobody need to become obese on the wrong information. And what I mean, I heard this term the other day. People are information obese right now. It's almost like there's too much information. They're constantly chewing up information, but it's not always the right information. So use that critical thinking and take from this podcast what, you know, the best information you can get. Maybe you already know what's going down, but maybe a little bit of a reminder. Like, I showed up to the acoustic show with my little travel kit, with my cables and whatnot, my tuners, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing, but then getting on stage and being reminded, oh, yeah, where's my mic clip that holds my microphone? Because this mic clip is a different size. It's meant for a wireless microphone, and right now I'm performing with my cable microphone that has to actually plug in, and it's a smaller clip that I need. So there's all these things that you need to run down a list. Bonus suggestion, have a checklist. Please have a checklist. Please. As long as I have been performing, I still have a checklist. It is taped to the top of that, or the inside top of that kit, of my Roley kit, just as a reminder for acoustic shows, because generally that's when I use that. That Roley kit is for acoustic shows. If we're doing bigger shows, I have my tour trailer that has, and there's a list on the wall inside the tour trailer. I got to take a picture of that too. There's a list on the inside wall of the tour trailer that actually says show list. PA cables, all that stuff. So cables, you should have at least two cables. One going from your guitar, one going from your guitar to the tuner, tuner to the soundboard. And what did I say? Have a backup for those. So you should be rolling with 4 quarter-inch cables. And then you should always be bringing an extra microphone cable. So you should have 2 microphone cables, just in case that one doesn't work. Trust you me, I have some awesome cables. I have tons of cables, but the ones that I roll with to shows, they're awesome cables. They, quote, you know, knock on wood, they never break, but on the off chance they break, you need to have a backup. Now, all these things you should check the night before too. You're an idiot if you don't. If you don't check your equipment at least the night before, if not perform on it within the week before you go play, you should be rehearsing, rehearse by yourself. Try and have a home PA kit, even if it's just one PA speaker, which is what I have in my office. I have a PA speaker and a little soundboard, and I check my guitar, my pedals, my cables before I go. Okay, pertaining to the story before, strings. Have 2 sets of strings for your guitar, replacement strings. It's that simple. Not 1 set, 2. Have a backup for the fucking backup. Moving on, we're going to finish this out. Have a microphone stand with the clip. Because right now, there's a lot of paranoia, which, I mean, there's tons of germaphobes that existed before COVID hit. But now the germaphobe paranoia has really gotten huge. And I don't blame you. Much like everybody wears masks. Why not roll with your own microphone? Invest in your own microphone. I have a Shure SM58. I love it. I also have a Sennheiser that I have laying around. I can't remember if it's an E85, but that's a great vocal mic too. And just find a vocal mic that you like. Maybe the look, maybe it has a unique look, or maybe it's just plain old, like I said, SM58. Or SM57s are cool too, but I like the 58s. Have your vocal mic, have a clip that holds the vocal mic, have a microphone stand, have your XLR cables for the microphone, have your guitar cables, have your tuner, have your backup strings, and make sure your instrument works. Plug it in and test it. And that's pretty much five things that you will need to get you through that acoustic show. And especially right now, that's in California, that's pretty much all that is really happening. I mean, there's live, okay, that's not all that's happening. There was a band after us last night, and it was the first band, like live music being played that I had seen in, gosh, at least 5 months. It was kind of surreal. If you get a chance and you're in Murrieta, go check out The Cove. Their food is amazing. Their staff is amazing. Say hi to Tina, their bartender. She's so cool. Makes the perfect Jack and ginger ale. Perfect balance. Great job, Tina. Anyways, check out Pullman Standard's website at pullmanstandard.com or Pullman Standard Music on Facebook, because I'm going to be posting all of my upcoming shows, and I will live stream as many of them as I can. And when I say shows, I mean acoustic performances, because right now, with everything being semi-shut down and shows slowly coming back, the only shows that you play as a band are cover shows, and then even my acoustic shows will be half covers, half Pullman Standard songs. But I just need to get out there anyways and just warm up the fingers and stretch that muscle again. So I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Let me catch you up on some other stuff. New music is coming out. I put up Dance the Night Away on the last episode. I'm going to play a song that is tentatively titled Burn It Down at the end of this podcast. So have an awesome day, everybody. Keep moving forward. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and we will keep moving forward. We will keep the excitement. I think that's, if there's one thing that a lot of people in this industry have learned in the last year, is how fragile the industry can be. If something major like this happens, the industry shuts down. And with the industry shutting down, it rippled. It rippled that pond. It rippled that ocean. And now to see it opening back up, I think a lot of people missed us. It was really cool to see how many people were just applauding and so excited to enjoy the live music yesterday. And for that, I'm thankful. And for that, you should all be motivated to get out there and support your local music scene. Support your favorite local artist. Follow him around everywhere. Let him know how important he is to the community, the music community in that local scene, as well as important for him to get out and let other people know about the music he's playing. Sorry, just had a little hiccup there. All right. So yeah, other than that, I'll see you guys on Thursday. When I say see you guys, I'll talk to you guys on Thursday. Go to Spotify, rate this podcast, share this podcast. You could find it on Buzzsprout. I shared the link to Timmy D in the industry. Stay tuned. So much more coming up. Really appreciate it, you guys. If a task once begun, never leave it till it's done. Be that labor, big or small. Do it well or not at all. Rock and roll.
There are good times with the bad ones. I'm erasing all the sad ones. Trying to let go of all the rest. I know that lightning has its thunder.